at some point, like when you really became an addict, it seemed to erase any trace of empathy that you had for anybody, certainly for your family. Were you aware of that? Not only weren't you like the sensitive person anymore, but that you were walking over people. You had no empathy at all. It didn't bother you. You were stealing from your family. Like, did that register on you at all? Did it mean anything?
I think it did, because I spent a lot of time when I was high talking to my friends and to myself and to anybody who would listen about how I was right and how I had the right to do this stuff. And, you know, I was justifying it all over and over. So I think I probably wouldn't have spent that much time trying to convince myself and trying to convince everyone else if there wasn't a little piece of me that was, you know, did recognize what a monster I'd turned into. But the other weird thing about crystal meth is, you know, I would do stuff like think that, you know, if I took apart my computer because it wasn't working and then took apart my cell phone, I could put it all back together with my cell phone in the computer, and then I would make this, like, supercomputer or something. I mean, you know, it was, like, stuff that really made sense to me at the time. And if you'd asked me, I would have, you know, thought that I was being totally rational. But, you know, I obviously I wasn't. And it just completely...